Park Rangers. Listen to an interview with Skyler, a Grand Canyon National Park Ranger. While listening, complete the table below. You do not have to write complete sentences. You will hear the recording twice. After listening, you will have some extra time to complete the task. You now have 1 minute to look at the table below. The recording starts now.
So, Mrs. Powell.
Oh, please, call me Skyla.
Skyla, when did you decide to become a park ranger?
Actually, the first time I hiked to the bottom of the Grand Canyon National Park, I knew I wanted to work there. Now, as a park ranger for the National Park Service, I share the science, history, and beauty of this natural wonder with thousands of visitors from around the world. It's so amazing, and I really love being here every day. You know, national parks are like outdoor museums. They preserve some of America's most beautiful places.
When I was preparing for this interview, I read that there are different kinds of park rangers. But first, let's talk about the things park rangers do in general.
Okay, let me see. Park rangers generally protect the park's animals, plants, land, buildings, artifacts, and people. But of course, we have a variety of jobs, depending on where we work and what we study during college.
And what's your job then?
I am an interpretive park ranger. We teach people about what makes each national park special and what we all can do to take care of it. We lead school field trips, work at visitor centers, help people stay safe during their visit. Many interpretive park rangers studied science or history in college. I think we are like teachers.
And protection rangers, this other kind of park ranger?
Protection rangers make sure visitors follow the rules while they explore the park. They may also rescue stranded or sick visitors, provide medical care, fight wildfires. A little bit like policemen, firefighters, paramedics, all in one. By the way, rangers who work in smaller parks might be responsible for all of these jobs.
Sounds like a lot of responsibility and hard work.
Oh, yes, it is. But a lot of fun as well.
What's the best part of your job?
Oh, it's pretty hard to say, to decide, as I think I love every part. But, well, one of my favorite parts of my job is showing children their first view of the Grand Canyon during their school field trips. Children are often amazed at the canyon's size and colors. Sometimes they think it looks like a painting. I also love working outdoors in many types of weather.
Do you also love your uniform?
Yes. Park rangers wear a uniform for several reasons. The flat hat protects us from the hot sun, and hiking boots allow us to walk rocky trails. The National Park Service symbol on the sleeve of our uniform shirt helps visitors recognize us so they can ask for assistance.
Imagine someone wants to become a park ranger. Which advice would you give them?
You should be fit and athletic. Being a park ranger requires a lot of energy. I walk several miles and talk with hundreds of people each day. No job for a couch potato. Can you imagine? Nearly 5 million people visit Grand Canyon National Park every year. Interpretive park rangers must enjoy working with people and speaking in front of groups. Sometimes this is a bit of a challenge. You should like talking and working with people. Nothing for people who like to be alone.
Have you ever been in a difficult situation?
Well, not long ago, I got an emergency call because a huge male elk was standing on the road. Elks can become dangerous when they get scared, so I asked visitors to park their cars and take pictures from a distance. Believe it or not, I also help protect people from squirrels. It is illegal to feed wild animals in national parks, but sometimes visitors try to feed rock squirrels and end up getting bitten.
Oh, I didn't know that squirrels could be dangerous. They look so cute.
Yes, they do.
Thank you very much for this interesting interview.
You're welcome, and enjoy your stay at the Grand Canyon National Park. Bye.
Bye. So, Mrs. Powell.
Oh, please, call me Skyla.
Skyla, when did you decide to become a park ranger?
Actually, the first time I hiked to the bottom of the Grand Canyon National Park, I knew I wanted to work there. Now, as a park ranger for the National Park Service, I share the science, history, and beauty of this natural wonder with thousands of visitors from around the world. It's so amazing, and I really love being here every day. You know, national parks are like outdoor museums. They preserve some of America's most beautiful places.
When I was preparing for this interview, I read that there are different kinds of park rangers. But first, let's talk about the things park rangers do in general.
Okay, let me see. Park rangers generally protect the park's animals, plants, land, buildings, artifacts, and people. But of course, we have a variety of jobs, depending on where we work and what we study during college.
And what's your job then?
I am an interpretive park ranger. We teach people about what makes each national park special and what we all can do to take care of it. We lead school field trips, work at visitor centers, help people stay safe during their visit. Many interpretive park rangers studied science or history in college. I think we are like teachers.
And protection rangers, this other kind of park ranger?
Protection rangers make sure visitors follow the rules while they explore the park. They may also rescue stranded or sick visitors, provide medical care, fight wildfires. A little bit like policemen, firefighters, paramedics, all in one. By the way, rangers who work in smaller parks might be responsible for all of these jobs.
Sounds like a lot of responsibility and hard work.
Oh, yes, it is. But a lot of fun as well.
What's the best part of your job?
Oh, it's pretty hard to say, to decide, as I think I love every part. But, well, one of my favorite parts of my job is showing children their first view of the Grand Canyon during their school field trips. Children are often amazed at the canyon's size and colors. Sometimes they think it looks like a painting. I also love working outdoors in many types of weather.
Do you also love your uniform?
Yes. Park rangers wear a uniform for several reasons. The flat hat protects us from the hot sun, and hiking boots allow us to walk rocky trails. The National Park Service symbol on the sleeve of our uniform shirt helps visitors recognize us so they can ask for assistance.
Imagine someone wants to become a park ranger. Which advice would you give them?
You should be fit and athletic. Being a park ranger requires a lot of energy. I walk several miles and talk with hundreds of people each day. No job for a couch potato. Can you imagine? Nearly 5 million people visit Grand Canyon National Park every year. Interpretive park rangers must enjoy working with people and speaking in front of groups. Sometimes this is a bit of a challenge. You should like talking and working with people. Nothing for people who like to be alone.
Have you ever been in a difficult situation?
Well, not long ago, I got an emergency call because a huge male elk was standing on the road. Elks can become dangerous when they get scared, so I asked visitors to park their cars and take pictures from a distance. Believe it or not, I also help protect people from squirrels. It is illegal to feed wild animals in national parks, but sometimes visitors try to feed rock squirrels and end up getting bitten.
Oh, I didn't know that squirrels could be dangerous. They look so cute.
Yes, they do.
Thank you very much for this interesting interview.
You're welcome, and enjoy your stay at the Grand Canyon National Park. Bye.
Bye.
That is the end of this task.